It's Tom and Loggy's daily podcast.
Tom and Loggy.
Catch them live weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on K-Rock 955.
Now, this is a glorious little find that I found on TikTok. The guy's name is Max Frost, and his account is Max Frost Music. Now, he's an independent artist, right?
Sure.
And what he does is that he gets requests from people, and he's like, and people ask him to act like they're one band covering a song from another band,
right? Yeah.
And he talks into how it all works and goes through the music and stuff. And it's so good. And there's so many of these songs that he's put together. Here's one of the ones that I found the other day, and it's epic. And I'm going to let him explain it. It's the Gorillaz covering Eminem.
This one is super simple. Acoustic guitar with that kind of Gorillaz-y filter. Double octave bass. Super crunchy drums. Some guitar that's got a lot of effects on it and just sounds really weird. Then just sing like a stoned British dude through a tin can.
I'm Slim Shady, you sound real shady.
Put all that together and it's a remix the Gorillaz totally missed out on.
I'm Slim Shady, you sound real shady. Are you with the Slim Shady's just a mutating, so please stand up.
How awesome!
That's very cool, yeah.
Genre of music.
Yeah, okay.
People that are not associated with the original bands playing the original bands, but not.
So it's like not real covers.
Yeah. Actually, what a great name for an album.
Not real covers.
Not real covers.
Yeah.
Do you want to
Covers, not covers.
Covers are not covers.
Undercover covers.
Oh, my God. Keep them coming.
Okay. Nah, that's all. I think we've covered it.
Okay.
Tom and Loggy.
Tom and Loggy's podcast, K-Rock 955.
Here to break it down for you. It's the UK's first major trade deal since Brexit. It's the agreement.
Okay, do you know what I will say?
What?
You are the only person that could make this somewhat interesting.
Okay,
and
thanks,
mate. I have faith in you. If
no
I was
pressure.
Giving this story, we'd be like, what the hell is going on? But you, you'll paint a picture.
No pressure. I've read
Go
what I've
for
done.
It.
What I have done, and I don't usually do this, but what I have done is I've read it first.
Get out! You never do that.
I've read it first, and I'm going to try and put it in my own words.
Wow.
Okay.
Here we go.
This is how you radio, guys. So there's lots of winners, and a few losers from the whole free trade agreement with the UK.
Is this free trade for us?
It goes both ways, mate.
Oh.
Yeah. Right, so Boris says the closest thing they've got is with New Zealand.
Okay.
And essentially it's going to help us with exporting stuff because what it does is it removes a lot of tariffs.
Yes.
And they over time they're going to dial back some other tariffs as well.
So we had that with China, right?
Yeah, and then China's
saying like,
oh,
no,
we're
not really
taking your wine and we're not taking your iron ore. We do need your iron ore.
Yeah.
That kind of gets.
So now we're going to the UK.
Well, it's just opening things up for other markets. And so that's really going to help farmers. But it's a really double-edged sword for farmers because it also means that people from the UK who come to Australia, backpackers, aren't going to be necessarily required to go and work on those same farms.
Oh, well, that sucks. That's like the whole thing.
So, well, it's being dialed back anyway. I think they still might have to. They haven't given us the exact detail on that.
Yeah.
But when international borders do reopen, the visa situation is going to change. But going back the other way, the visa situation changes as well.
Okay.
So, are you aware that you have until the age of 30 to apply for a – well, you had to the age of 30.
Yeah.
Solid 15, 16 years ago. to apply for a working visa in the UK, to go over there, you have up to 3 years there.
Oh, you had to be under 30?
Working and living, yeah. Between 18 and 30 you get...
Oh, well, that's a bit unfair. Everyone does things at different times.
Well, we know someone who has a friend, Herbie from
Drive. Yeah, from Drive.
She has a friend who's rushing over to the UK now because she's about to turn 30 and doesn't want to miss out on her opportunity to live and work in the UK. Well, 35, they're changing it. They're bringing it up to 35. So if you're like 31 and you think your opportunity's missed or you're like this person, you're like, oh, my God, I'm almost 30 and I got to get it done now, even though the world's a freaky place right now. Mm. Chill, baby. You got 5 years.
Chill, baby, says Uncle Tom.
Yeah, I said I'd put it in my own words. So Boris, old mate Boris Johnson says, you give us Tim Tams, we give you penguins. Well, they win that deal, don't they?
Yeah, exactly, 100%.
Don't call me Ed from St. Albans Park. You know what I'm talking about. you give us Vegemite, we give you Marmite.
Both gross. You can have both.
We give you Burberry Macintoshes and you give us R.M. Williams. That's more of an equitable deal there. I'm not wearing R.M. Williams, but you might
Macintoshes.
Catch me. You might catch me in a Burberry Macintosh. It's a jacket, mate. Mm. It's a coat.
I thought you meant the computers.
No.
We call them Macs now, and I'm pretty sure they're from the States.
Anyway, so stuff like Jacob's Creek, Hardy's Wine, Swimwear Confectionery, it's all going to go over to the UK and it's all going to be cheaper to send over there.
Beef Wellingtons!
Yeah. And the real good news is because the year is 1908, it's a big boon for shearers. Because shearers are going to be able to move more freely between the UK and Australia.
Well, I mean, there you go.
Click, click, boys. Click, click.
Miss the show. Here are the best bits of Tom and Logan.
Tom and Logan.
On K-Rock.
You know what my little tip is? With sheets, right? Mm. You get a coat hanger and just fold them around the coat hanger and then just hang them up.
That doesn't make any sense whatsoever. What do you mean you fold them around the coat hanger?
So, like, you've got your big sheet, right? Yeah. And sometimes it's like, oh, well, we throw them over the chairs at the table, right?
Yeah, we have two chairs back to back.
Yes.
And so you can stretch them out as much as
you
need.
And you make
to.
A fort at the same time.
Yeah,
great.
That's right.
But sometimes it's too many and it's like, oh, I've got so much washing in here.
For sure.
So get a coat hanger and you kind of fold the sheet in half and then you just kind of, you know, wrap it around so it's hanging on the coat hanger and then just hang it up and it will dry.
So it's like if I'm kind of walking through the desert and I need some sort of, you know, like a wrap around your shoulders and that.
Yes. Yeah, it's that vibe. You're the coat hanger.
Yeah.
And the sheet is the sheet.
Yeah.
And
the sheet is like the,
yeah.
Amazing.
And there you go.
And that works.
And just hang it in the spare room or something so it's out of the way.
Doesn't fall off?
Nah, not if you hang it properly.
Okay.
If you care about what you're doing.
Right.
Yeah.
And it doesn't clump up too much? It actually dries?
Yeah, it dries.
Amazing.
There you go.
Is it a hack or just doing a thing? You be the judge.
And give us a ring. Prompt you.
Yeah, prompt you. There you go.
Good on you. Thanks, mate. I've written that one down and put it in the bin.
Tom and Loggy. Tom and Loggy's podcast. K-Rock 955.
Bye bye bye. 19 to 8. K-Rock 955. Tom and Loggy. What?
No, I think it's just NSYNC.
No, well, that's exactly what I said.
No, you go NSYNC. You're very big on the.
I don't think that's what's happening, but that's fine. We'll say hi, hi, hi to Cameron Link today, mate.
Hello, Tommy. Hello, Loggy.
We summons you.
Loggy, yeah, you did summons me and I appeared. And Loggy, you are correct. He does put that little emphasis on the
sink.
That's the one.
I don't
you
hear
like
it.
Stewie with the cool whack.
Can I, if I bring something, anything to the table of this K-Rock breakfast show, could I make a request that we start filming when songs are on? The wonderful co-host of yours, Tommy, Loggy.
The dance moves
are insane.
What do you mean?
Didn't. Were you just channeling a bit of JT?
Did
to
I?
That last
I don't
song?
Even realize that I'm doing
did
it.
Did you not know? You did the film clip thing where they're on the ceiling and you were up on the ceiling of the studio and then you're on that wall and then you're over on that wall.
Got to increase the medication or wind it down a bit.
Yeah, I think maybe wind it down.
Get a camera in here, Tommy. Yeah.
We've got cameras. We just bought them from Wish, so they're not very good quality. They cost $8.50 each. Yeah. We weren't sure if they'd even arrive.
Mm.
We were sure that you would get here. You've brought your coffees. Thank you very much for that. Loggy will sort you
out. I need to pay you for them. Sorry.
It's
that
okay,
was my
Loggy. Oh, no. Just about 10 minutes after I'm ordering them, we get the text off Loggy.
We've got a lot going on.
We had Shayna Blaze on the show before.
The big blazer.
It is time to play a game. We've got a prize this week that doesn't involve you having to sign some random piece of thing that's in the studio.
Good.
It's $100 to spend at Il Capitano. More on that next. Let's kick it off, though. Let's play Spell My Name. And, guys, I've done it again.
Yes!
Spelling.
The name of.
All right, time to play Spell My Name.
Yes. That's awesome.
Very good, Tommy. Very
good. Lingy, we're going
to
step it up.
I was just going to say, if you guys want to bring something to the table, anything to the table at all, that would be great.
We just bring our charm and charisma.
Yeah, that's the whole show.
You're bloody saving it all for when the baby comes, so then you've got a month worth of content and you don't have to worry about it. Yeah. You carry it till then. Spell My Name works like this. You call up 52232955. Lingy, you and I try and spell the name that you want spelled.
Very simple. I've found it very complicated of late. So time for me to win one this week.
All right. Caller number one, what is the name that you wish to be spelt by the boys today?
The name is Meredith.
Oh. Meredith.
Meredith.
That's a beautiful name and a really great part of the world too, just up the highway.
Well, my turn first. I'm going to lead off.
You always
again.
Go first, mate. Okay. You're the guest. That's fine.
Okay. M-E-R-E-D-I-T-H.
Okay.
Just backing myself up, not overthinking it today.
Now, I don't know any other way to spell it. So, there's no. I've never seen it spelled any other.
Well, get creative.
Yeah, you're a creative guy.
All right. Well, M.
Good start. There could be an
there
I
is,
in the middle.
Yeah, there could be an I. There could be a double R.
Okay, I'm gonna go. I'm just gonna go with M-E-R-A-D-Y-T-H. Meredith with a Y instead.
Okay. Is any of those correct? Are any of those correct?
No, but they were both as close as each other.
Oh, okay.
How so?
Spelled M-E-R-E-D-Y-T-H.
Oh, my God.
Very good, Meredith.
Very cool. A point each there.
Very creative. I really just thought it would be the stock standard up the highway, Meredith.
Sorry, that just sounded
like it. Yeah. No, I don't know. No, like the actual road.
Okay, caller number two. Welcome to the show. What is the name
good
you wish
morning.
To be spelt?
All right, I have a doozy for you. I'm a school teacher, so I see some ridiculous name.
Okay.
And the name I have for you to spell today is Kate.
Oh, okay.
Kate.
It sounds like a stitch.
Kate.
But it could not be a stitch.
Okay.
I mean, maybe that is the stitch.
Okay.
Oh, just messing with my head early in the morning.
I've got a gut feel. You go, Lingy, though. You're first. You're the guest.
I really want to just go simple.
Okay.
But I'm going to throw a Y in.
Oh. Okay.
K-A-Y-T-E.
Oh.
So that would be Katie. Okay, yep, right.
No, it could Katie. Be Kate. Could be Kate.
I'm going to go with a C-A-I-T, Kate.
Oh, are either of those correct?
All right. So when I looked at it, I pronounced it Kaviv because it was spelled K-V-I-I-I, as in the Roman numeral 8.
Those people are ridiculous. Far out.
Really?
Okay.
Wow.
Oh, that.
No hates to any Kivis out there. Caller number three. Welcome to the show. What is the name you wish the boys to spell?
It's Vanessa.
Ooh. Vanessa.
Vanessa. All right. I'm going to go back to my original. Keep it simple. V A N E S S A.
Okay, Tom.
Okay, I'm going to go. This has been very difficult to follow you because you're just going the standard spell. Vanessa, okay.
I've got to back myself in. Go standard.
Okay.
Not standard.
V-A-N-E-S-S-A-H.
Okay. Are either of those correct?
No.
Okay, good.
How do we spell Vanessa?
So it's spelled V-E.
Oh.
Double N.
E-double-S-A. Oh, I should have bloody known. Sorry about that, Vanessa. What an idiot I am.
That's we haven't even been close today, Tommy.
So off the mark. All right.
Maybe
give me one more.
Maybe caller number four can get you close. Let's see. Caller number four, welcome to the show. What is the name?
Clorinda.
Corinda?
Clorinda.
Clorinda.
Clorinda. Okay.
You're going to go the standard again on that one?
Yeah. Which is C-L... A-R-I-N-D-A.
Okay.
Clorinda.
Thanks for coming today, Link. I've really appreciated your contribution. You brought a lot.
My form has been so appalling over the last month. Just trying to get myself back doing the basics well.
Play it with a straight bat. All right, I'm going to do what I did with Vanessa's name and do C-L-A-R-I-N-D-A-H.
Okay, either of those correct?
No.
All round losers. How do you spell it?
K-L-A-R-Y-N-D-A.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that is a beautiful way to spell that.
That is beautiful, and that is an awful way for us to wrap up the competition today.
Zero.
Miss the show. Here are the best bits of Tom and Logan. Tom and Logan. On K-Rock.
Oh, it's a spider. And it's a snake. Oh, God, what are they doing there? Bitey things. They pop up, mate.
I don't like bitey things. I like that they're part of this earth and part of the world, and I respect their need to be here.
Yeah.
I just don't want them to be near me.
Just not near you, yeah. No, I get that.
Snakes are okay. Spiders, I'm not too great with.
Not so much. Okay, so going up to the sunny coast for this one.
Yum.
This is a terrified Aussie. A woman has found a red-bellied black snake. In her rubbish bin.
Okay. They're one of the bad ones, yeah?
Yeah. Right. So she came face to face with the deadly red-bellied black snake when she opened the bin at her Landsborough home on the Sunshine Coast. Now, aren't they doing that trash thing at the Sunshine Coast where you're going to have to take your bags to a site where you put it in a public bin, but then it goes shoom, down some tunnels? And
yeah, it's such a great idea, right? Instead of the bin getting picked up at your house, you have to take the bin somewhere else into like a city.
Yeah.
I think that's the general vibe of it.
And then it gets blocked because someone's put a body down there and who knows. Anyway, here's a bit of audio of it being actually removed from her bin.
Oh, no, saw a tail. Saw something, I think. So he's in the process of about to shed his skin. Oh. So, yeah, he's a bit... He doesn't really know what's going on, and you can see his eyes are quite opaque and a bluey, cloudy cover.
So pretty scary stuff, having a really venomous snake just pop up in your bin.
Hang on. Like, you go somewhere nice and quiet to try and shed your skin.
Yeah.
And then that happens. Someone's grabbing on your tail.
From experience. Well, apparently, according to the lady who found it, she said, look, that is quite scary, but it's certainly not as bad as what she found in her bin the previous week, which was a couple from Melbourne hiding out up there. Much more dangerous. Yeah.